from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Governor Gavin Newsom wants to spend a lot of state money to address California's homeless crisis. But a new report by the State Legislative Analyst's Office says Newsom doesn't have a plan to use the money smartly. KQED Politics and Government editor Scott Schaefer explains.
In his new state budget, Governor Newsom proposes spending $1.4 billion on homelessness to increase housing and address mental illness with comprehensive care. To oversee some of the new money, the governor created a state-operated fund in the Department of Social Services to address the crisis. But how? Legislative analyst Lourdes Morales says the governor's budget falls short of articulating a clear strategy for curbing homelessness in California, other than just spending more money.
So the scale of the homelessness crisis in California is significant, and even substantial investments in resources as proposed by the governor could quickly dissipate without demonstrating much progress if investments are made without a clear plan.
The LAO urges Newsom to work with the legislature to develop specific goals and rigorous oversight to ensure that the money is being spent wisely. Without it, Morales says the legislature would be better off sending the money to local governments until that plan is in place. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
The 14-day quarantine has been lifted for a group of American evacuees from Wuhan, China. They had been confined to an airbase in Riverside because of the novel coronavirus. KVCR's Benjamin Perper reports.
After a series of final screenings, nearly 200 Americans quarantined at the March Air Reserve Base were released. Everyone in the group tested negative for coronavirus, which has sickened thousands in China and over a dozen in the U.S. Dr. Cameron Kaiser is a Riverside County health officer. At a Wendy press conference Tuesday, he said the 195 evacuees kept busy during their time under quarantine.
We had people out there doing Tai Chi. We had people out there throwing a football. We had kids on scooters. Some of them had so much fun they don't really want to leave.
Before the evacuees were cleared for release, they even stopped to take a celebratory group photo and toss their face masks in the air. For the California Report, I'm Benjamin Perper in Riverside.
Public health officials say medical laboratories in California should be able to test for the coronavirus starting today. Seven people in the state have tested positive for the virus so far. A former lawyer for Pacific Gas and Electric is expected to become the new head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's San Francisco office next week. That'll make him one of the most powerful environmental figures in the western U.S. and put him on the front lines in a series of conflicts between California and the Trump administration over environmental policies like oil and gas drilling. KQED Science's Kevin Stark reports.
John Busterud worked for the state's largest power provider for 30 years and has ties to the fossil fuel and other industries. UC Berkeley's Dan Kamen was critical of the appointment, saying Busterud is knowledgeable about oil and gas but has little background on the environment.
EPA's job is to protect and defend the environment, both natural and human.
Busterud is replacing former oil industry spokesman Mike Stoker, who was fired by the agency last week. For the California Report, I'm Kevin Stark.
Let's turn now to legislation. State senators have introduced a new bill meant to protect people who use bail and immigration bond companies. KQED's Mary Franklin Harvin has more.
San Fernando Valley Senator Bob Hertzberg says California has a decades-long history of consumer protection legislation.
But there's one gigantic gaping hole where consumer protections don't apply, and that's to bail bonds and to immigration bonds.
And his new Immigration and Consumer Protection Act is meant to help those people who are easy targets for bail and bond companies.
They're coming out of jail, or one of your family members has been arrested. You'll sell anything, have any member of your family do whatever they've got to do.
Hertzberg says the bill would apply the same protection standards credit card companies have to comply with to bail and immigration bond companies and give people the right to file civil suit if the company violates these standards. For the California Report, I'm Mary Franklin Harvin.
Graduate students at UC Santa Cruz are escalating their strike for higher pay. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Hundreds of graduate students who work as teaching assistants, or TAs, began an indefinite teaching strike this week, now withholding their labor after 2 months of not submitting grades. They're fighting for a cost of living adjustment, an additional $1,400 a month.
We need to be out of rent burden.
Veronica Hamilton is one of these TAs.
This is a crisis situation, and what we need is the administration to prioritize graduate students in their budget.
The university waives tuition for grad students who work as TAs. Still, Hamilton says the wage they're paid isn't enough to afford housing. She says she makes about $2,100 a month, and her rent is about $1,800. In an email, UC Santa Cruz spokesperson Scott Hernandez-Jason says university leaders are continuing to meet with graduate students, but says the school does not have the authority to change the TA's labor contract because it was already set through previous union negotiations. For the California Report, I'm Erica Mahoney in Santa Cruz.
And finally, we're going to continue our look now at the real-world effect of Assembly Bill 5. That's the new California law that's supposed to extend regular pay, vacation time, and health care coverage to millions of people who work in the state's gig economy. Yesterday, we heard from an Uber driver in L.A. who's an ardent AB5 supporter. Today, it's a critic, San Diego freelance writer Beth Demon. Like many other freelancers in the state, Demon says AB5 is a threat to her livelihood because it places a cap on the number of articles she can write before a publication must consider her an employee. I met Demon at her home, where we started the conversation about how AB5 has impacted her finances.
So, in a very real way, I have lost upwards of 25% of my 2019 income right off the bat. And now that's money that's not in my pocket, that's not going to my kids' development or the grocery fund or the utilities or anything like that.
Do you feel you're the casualty of something that you shouldn't have been a part of, that you've been kind of swept up in AB5 unwillingly?
I definitely define myself personally as collateral damage in this because I am very pro-union, but they are pushing this agenda very hard, and I don't think that they are taking all workers to consideration. So yeah, I do feel like I was definitely swept up in this unwillingly, you know, kicking and screaming for sure.
You're saying AB5 should be... maybe there's a need for it in the world and in California, but it should address some other part of the workforce, not the one that you're involved in.
Well, I think the root of the problem is are things like lack of universal childcare, unaffordable single-payer healthcare, which I think would be a much more helpful way to allow freelance writers like myself to practice their business model in the way that they want to without being shackled by legislation that they neither need nor want. And I take a lot of pride in my work ethic and my sole ownership in my work. I do not answer to anybody. I work as hard as I want, when I want, in the way that I want, and I'm not beholden to anybody, specifically any employer. And to have that not just threatened, but in some ways absolutely taken away from me is horrendous.
That's San Diego freelance writer Beth Demon talking about AB5. In response to such criticisms, the law's author, Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez, says she now favors changes to the law that will give more flexibility to such workers as freelance writers, photographers, and graphic designers. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, February 12th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Earthquake Authority, a not-for-profit offering earthquake insurance to help Californians protect their financial futures. For more information, go to earthquakeauthority.com. Hint Water. Hint is water infused with fruit essences, including watermelon and blackberry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in grocery stores. Hint, mouth-watering water. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing, through science, the interdependence of all living systems.